You ever mean the space there,
the space between the sidewalk and the street where like the telephone poles or mailboxes might be or something like that?
That's like that. That's called the, I know the name for that too. But where you have the sidewalk, generally that's, all that's included. See?
Right.
They're all included into one specific name because it all is on the side.
Right.
And it's called sidewalk. There may be some difference there, but it's all the same. Just the same.
Right. Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road, like in level country like this? What do you call that ditch by the side of the road? Do you have?
That ditch? It's called the, let's see what you call that. It's not called ditch. It has a name. My. I'm just trying to think. I know what it is. You know, they got that. They got this ditch throwed up. And next to that ditch, there's a shoulder. It's called shoulder. As you see, that's the shoulder out there on that paved road. And it's made from dirt where they plant grass, things of that nature. And that's called the shoulder.
What do you call a sort of a good for nothing dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do anything constructive?
What kind of dog?
What do you call a dog like that you don't really much care for and didn't?
I just tell you the truth. Because so many different. There are so many different. Because he's good for nothing. Some folks call them one thing, some another.
What do you call them mostly?
I should say he's no good dog.
Do you have any name for him like a mongrel or anything like that? Or what? No, you don't call him things like that? Okay. And do you have a name for it's sort of a gentle sound that the horses make at feeding time? What do you call that sound that they make then, when they're real contented, you know?
It's not a snort, is it? What would you call that?
That's what I'm asking.
He whickers. He whickers.
Okay, now, remember like when you'd have a big chicken or a turkey? Is a bone that the children like to play with. It's shaped sort of like this, you know? And they get on it and pull it. What do you call that bone?
That's the, it's not the hawk bone, it's the, not the hawk bone, but it's the forky bone that you talk about. One can pull one, one another. It has a name that I'm not so familiar with, but I know what you mean.
Would you call it a pulley bone?
Pulley bone, yeah, you could say that. Very easy. And that would go along pretty good because it's pulled. Got on one side, it'd have to be a pulley bone.
Okay. Which